The new year may bring in many fitness goals for many people. And to start off 2020, you might consider the Great Aloha Run. While getting healthier, spread a little aloha with the many charities it supports. The powerhouse behind this effort, which has generated millions over the past 3.5 decades, is none other than Carol Kai Onoi. She joined us in our studio earlier this week to talk about the generosity of our community. Money raised from the event goes to some 50 charities every year. She credits her dedicated staff, in particular Claire Rochon, who works tirelessly to organize the events tied to helping nonprofits in need.
It's been a fun ride, and we started, you know, in 1974 with the bed race, and when the bed race could only give finite amount of monies, that's when we started in 1985 with the Great Aloha Run so that we could add to the coffers. And eventually, at 1994, we decided that we better stop the bed race and concentrate on the Great Aloha Run.
I remember those early days with the beds.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
Days. Yeah, fun days.
So over the years, though, you have managed to raise millions.
Over $14 million for the Great Aloha Run, from the Great Aloha Run since 1985. And that's thanks to the people of Hawaii. We couldn't do it without them. And, of course, our visitors.
When you had this idea to start out with the bed race, I mean, talk about that.
The University of Hawaii used to have mattress races. The sororities and fraternities had mattress races. And it was so much fun watching them. People would fall down laughing. And so I said, why not, you know, develop that into beds rather than mattresses and race it down Kalakaua? And so that's what we did.
Okay, and then now the real push for the Great Aloha Run, I know when I run it, the one thing that I always like is that you're under the freeway, so, you know, you're in the shade.
Yes, that's right. It's the majority of the area is in the shade, and when you break out into the open, it's, you know, you see Pearl Harbor and the outlying parts. So it's really a nice run, you know.
And it is spectacular when you go into the stadium. I mean, that's just a charge for the runners,
yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah. And you see the people. We have all of you running in on the big screen. And so the friends and neighbors and family, they're cheering. Oh, I see Claire, I see, you know. So it's really, it's fun for us.
Yeah, but it's a nice stroke for the runners, you know, knowing that, hey, they're on the big screen after 15 seconds of fame, I guess.
Yeah.
When they get there. and so talk about the groups that you've helped over the years.
We try to help groups that help the community, like Meals on Wheels, Cerebral Palsy, Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Special Olympic. And, you know, we're just there to help, and we do give one-time gifts to organizations that need a special bump that year to finish a project. There was this organization from University of Hawaii Culinary Institute that wanted to take their team to New York, and they just needed $10,000 actually to get there, because they had to take their whole team and they didn't have that $10,000. So we were able to do a one-time gift. And by golly, they won first place. They brought home the gold. Isn't that exciting?
That's amazing. Yeah. But you know, otherwise, they might not have been able
yes,
to have that opportunity.
And Hawaii would not have gotten the recognition. So we're you know, we're very happy about doing things like that.
Over the years, you know, as you watch this little organization grow and to see what you've been able to give back, I mean, you know, to think that it's just been going for so many years.
That's pretty awesome that it's yeah. gone for 36 years. God willing, we can last at least another 3 or 4 years. And we're thankful that Hawaii Pacific Health is our title sponsor, because they are so generous with their money and with their time and with their expertise, yeah. We're very, very grateful.
Right, and you've got good staff. And I know that you also help people who maybe are not used to running a race like this. You've got training workshops.
Yes. Thanks to Mid-Pacific Roadrunners Club, every Sunday we hold in-training workshops for people wanting to get started in running or walking, and we train them so that they can complete the 8.1-mile run. Course. Not run. Course. Because we encourage people to walk, too.
Right. It's just about getting healthy and getting active, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, we saw this one fellow who was running along, and then he saw this couple, and they were helping somebody who was blind do the run because that person wanted to feel what it was like. I thought that was so touching, you know. People are so compassionate, and they're all helping each other, and this is what, to me, the race brings out. It brings out the humanity in people. And then we're able to turn that money around and give to the people of Hawaii. In fact, we're bringing a group of kids who don't have that much money from the Big Island to run in our race. And this is like a, you know, a real big deal for them because they're good runners, but then they don't have the opportunity to show their stuff. So we give them some monies to the school, University of Hawaii Hilo Athletics, and then they bring these 10 kids over, and we're going to have them participate. And it's really wonderful to see the whole state can benefit.
Yes, because it's not just charities Oahu. Here and not just no. the reach on Oahu. And the neighbor islands sometimes
Maui,
need more shoring up.
Yeah, Maui, Kauai, even Lanai and the Big Island.
So those charities benefit, local charities there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have one group from Waianae, Waianae Coast Comprehensive Center. They needed equipment for their to run their programs, and they needed $5,000 or $10,000. And when they approached us, we said, "Yeah, we got to do that." You know, it was a one-time thing, and it helped them get equipment, and you know, to help that the Waianae Coast area. It was very heartwarming.
And I guess that's the beauty, I guess, of your organization is that you have some built-in flexibility then.
Absolutely, because we're not run by a big corporation. We're an entity unto ourselves, and we have some very great sponsors. And we do have the Keiki Run that takes place at Ala Moana Park, which is so, and the senior run too. We have a senior event, and they walk Magic Island, and it gives them a chance to participate and, you know, vie for prizes. And then the Keiki Run, which goes from one end of Ala Moana Park to the other and back, and they have so much fun. We have music and they t-shirts and it's a fundraiser for the schools. We give all the monies back. They enter, but all the monies go back to their respective elementary schools.
No, is this on the same day as the Aloha Run or
No. It's like February 8th.
Okay.
So calling all elementary schools, if you want to participate and take all the monies that the children participate with, you know, and they have a wonderful time because we get sponsors. And every child that enters will get free entry to Hawaiian Waters Adventure Park.
Okay, so it's a double incentive. You help raise money for the school, whether it's a sports program or a pet project, and then they get some fun in the
yes,
water as well.
Yes, yes. And then they get to eat and have their t-shirt, and you know, it's really nice, and we have entertainment. It's a fun day for the kids.
Okay, so it's a kind of a build up to the Aloha Run, but it's another way for our Keiki and Kapuna to get involved.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Anything else that you just want to mention, just reflecting back on, you know, just how much aloha that the community has provided through the year?
Yeah, without the people of Hawaii, we could not do it. But, you know, it's the wonderful thing about it is the Great Aloha Run also is a magnet for visitors, too, because they come from all over the country, some from Finland, from Japan, and so they bring dollars into our event. And then the local people participating, they know that their monies will be going to the respective charities in Hawaii.
That was Carol Kai, promoter and powerhouse behind the Great Aloha Run, which benefits local charities. And if you're entertaining the idea of signing up, heads up, the deadline is January 24th. Applications have to be postmarked by then, so don't procrastinate. For links, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.